Good morning, everyone. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to present my PowerPoint to you. My report is the effect of natural humic acid derived from lignite on uranium fractions in soil. Uranium is a heavy metal with radioactivity. In natural, uranium contains three isotopes. The uranium 238, uranium 235, and uranium 234. The main component is the uranium 238. The uranium can be divided into enriched uranium and depleted uranium according to the uranium 235. Now, the uranium can be divided in many eras. The main eras include military and civil. The enriched uranium can be divided, can be used as power, used in nuclear plants and nuclear weapons. The depleted uranium can be used in arm plating and penetrators. It was used in aircraft, counterweights, and reducing CO2. Thermal activities without uranium contaminated in soil. The uranium in contaminated areas, the concentration can up to 100 and even more than 1,000 ppm. The uranium not only poses chemical and biological toxicity, but also with radioactive hazards. This picture is the radioactive hazard to human body, such as eyes, lungs, stomach, and skin. The toxicity of uranium in soil was related to the uranium fractions, and the uranium fractions influenced by a lot of factors, such as organic matter. The humic acid mixture of organic acids are rich in calcium and phenolic hydroxyl groups. The humic acid is the main point of soil organic matter and plays a vital role in soil environment. But for now, there is no standard formula structure to describe the humic acid. This formula structure is a popular one to describe the humic acid. We can find the humic acid with abundant functional groups, the carboxyl and phenolic hydroxyl groups. These functional groups can interact with heavy metals such as uranium to form complexes. In previous studies have shown that the humic acid can be viewed as electron donator and acceptor, which can influence uranium valencies in soil. And also the humic acid has high capacity to absorb uranium. To form complexes can influence uranium fractions in soil to influence the mobility and bioavailability of uranium in soil. In this study, the humic acid we used was extracted from lignite by the traditional alkaline acid procedure. This is what we extracted. The humic acid we extracted with abundant calcium and phenolic hydroxyl groups, and the content was 6.18 and 1.82 mole per kilogram carbon. From the scanning electron microscope, we can find the surface of the humic acid was fully covered by small surface particles. This means that the humic acid can favor more heavy metals such as uranium absorbed on. In order to estimate the absorption capacity of uranium, we conducted a batch absorption experiments under the uranium concentration between 0 to 120. The results showed that the maximum uranium absorption mass can up to 91 microgram per gram. This data is very high. In order to study the effect of humic acid on the uranium fluxes in soil, we conducted incubation experiments. The soil we used was collected from Mississippi River Delta. The basic properties of this soil were shown in this table. We selected uranium dioxide and uranium oxide and uranium nitrate as the uranium sources. The experiment started by we mixed the uranium sources and humic acid and with air-dried soil to ensure them mix well. Then the mixtures were incubated and filled water capacity on the room temperature. We collected two times soil samples at first and third month. The uranium treatments include control at 100 ppm. The thermic treatments include control 1,000 and 3,000 microgram carbon per kilogram. The uranium fluxes we treated by screen cell selective dissolution procedure, and the uranium fluxes include soluble plus exchangeable fluxes, carbonate fluxes, and easily reducible oxide fluxes, organometal fluxes, amorphous iron oxide fluxes, crystalline iron oxide fluxes, and residual fluxes. The results showed that the uranium fluxes in soil was influenced by uranium sources, humic acid, this amount, and the incubation time. For uranium dioxide, the addition of humic acid resulted in the carbonate and organic matter fluxes decreased, while the amorphous iron oxide fluxes increased. With incubation time increased, the carbonate fluxes, easily reducible oxide fluxes, amorphous iron oxide fluxes, and crystalline iron fluxes decreased, while organic matter fluxes increased. This way, with time increased. For uranium oxides, the addition of humic acid resulted in carbonate fluxes decreased. This way, while organic matter and amorphous iron oxide fluxes increased. This way, with the incubation time increased, the control without humic acid and the addition of humic acid have different treat the uranium fluxes. For control, the carbonate fluxes increased, while organic matter and amorphous iron oxide fluxes decreased. Well, for addition of humic acid, the organic matter and amorphous iron oxide fluxes increased, while carbonate fluxes decreased. For uranium nitrate, the addition of humic acid resulting in carbonate fluxes decreased, while organic matter and amorphous iron oxide fluxes increased. With increasing time increase, have the same trade for the uranium for the uranium oxides. About all, we can conclude that the humic acid with abundant fossil groups is widely distributed and play a vital role in soil environment. And the humic acid we extracted with a high absorption capacity uranium. The humic acid in soil has significantly effects on uranium fractions to influence the mobility of the uranium. The raw materials of humic acid are abundant and expensive. We extracted the humic acid from the lignite. Lignite in America is very abundant. So the nature of the humic acid derived from the lignite has a great potential for use as a soil embolizing agent. This study was supported by the U.S. Army and Engineering Research and Development Center, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and the U.S. Department of Commerce. Thank you. That's a good question, but we are processed now. Okay, thank you.